Yes, it is. It's just after six on a Thursday evening, so it must be time for ramblings and music. Come on in.
The Ramblings and Music Show is sponsored by Minton House and Gardens in Dorset. Nestling in the Cern Valley, Minton House is in an unequalled setting with its unique Himalayan gardens and tranquil wild woodland, which you can visit each year until November. Minton House warmly welcomes guests for private events and weddings and is an ideal location for corporate functions or conferences all year round. For more information on all events at Minton House and Gardens, please visit the website at www.minton.co.uk or send an email to inquiries@minton.co.uk.
Thank you. When love disappears, life disappears, and you sit on your backside for 25 years, and you hedge your bets, and twist, and bust, and try, and fail, and work on an album, and build a jail, and lock yourself away from the one thing that could save you, the one thing that scares you to death, the only thing that can bring you back to life. So learn to say it. Whilst keeping a straight face. Yeah, say it. Say it, you punks. It's time to come to your senses. It's time to wake up and face the consequences. What do you need? I'm asking you a question. Every one of you, without exception. What do you need? Speak up. I mean, do you even know how to spell it? Well, I'll spell it here. Yeah.
There we are, starting off all Ramblings of Music this Thursday evening with Rain or Shine by Young Fathers. I'm following on behind that pulp with the wonderful voice of Jarvis Cocker there with A Got to Have Love. Now, I'm joined by Dean Carter here in the studio, moving that Wheel of the Year around. So he's going to be playing for us this evening a track called Snowdrop, and that will become apparent why we're playing that track this year. We're also, this year, this week, and obviously in this year, we're going to be talking about snowdrops. One, because they are just popping up all over the place, which is wonderful, those nodding white flower heads. Plus, the wonderful Minton Gardens, they opened their gates today, and they have the most fantastic selection of Galanthus there, that being the genus, meaning milk flower. We're going to have another piece of music. This was remastered back 2 years ago. It's the return of the Jariti Column, and this track is called Sketch for Winter. Thank you. just absolutely fantastic, that particular piece, the sketch for winter, the Giuditti column. Now, Dean, you've joined me here in the studio. I know I sound a little bit far away, but there's a little bit of a buzz on the guest mic. So we swapped mics. We sorted out different mics because Dean performing far more important than me welcoming, or not more important, the sound of it more important than me welcoming you into the studio, Dean. Sometimes things don't come out just as you mean them, do they?
He started talking gibberish just to back up that point. No, I know what you mean.
Anyway, you've joined me again for another wheel of the year.
Turn of the wheel.
Yeah, where have we turned to now?
We're now in bulk, which is officially the 2nd of February. It's one of the quarter days. It's also sort of since Bridget's Day. And Groundhog Day is around it. Groundhog Day officially is the 3rd of February. So it's the, in the traditional year, it's the actual beginning of spring. As you know, my theory, which is mine, is that actually the quarter days are a few days after their designated kind of Christian counterparts, and they got tidied to the beginning of the month. And actually the 5th of February today, I've looked it up, is... The day of Wirt, or we'd call it weird, is where the word weird comes from, meaning fate and fortune. And they Christianized it into St. Agatha's Day. So always you'll find that a few days after the official cross-quarter day, there's actually another important day, and that'll be the real, you know, Imbolc or Beltane or whatever. The most obvious one we... talk about is, of course, November the 5th being just after what's supposed to be Halloween. I'd say that is true Samhain, true Halloween. Yeah, so Imbolc, and it's the snowdrop time of year. So when it came to the writing of the album Wheel of the Year, snowdrop seemed like an appropriate title and thing to do and play. Yeah,
brilliant. So that's going to be your first one this evening.
Yeah,
fab.
See if I can get myself in tune. Thank you.
beautiful, Dean. Absolutely beautiful. So how long ago did you compose that as part of your Wheel of the Year?
Oh, that's a good question. I was working on them from, 2022, 2023, yes. And it actually came out in 2024, long time ago now. Yes, so I don't know if I can hand on heart say it came through right at the right time of year, but when it landed, I was thinking, oh, that would be a nice, a nice jolly little tune in G for, to, you know, kind of cheer you up and think about the snowdrop time. And yeah.
Well, it does fit with the sort of the way that their heads nod.
Nodding. We should do the video, shouldn't we? But yeah. Going nodding in time. Drink, drink. Yes.
Because one of the things that Imbolc reminds us is that each period has quite a liminal time. A sort of, it isn't, you know, light on, light off, is it? It's a gradual thing. And that's the boundary between winter and spring, the way that it actually sort of moves to and fro, more like the waves at a tide.
Yes, I mean, the weather sort of lags on behind the actual wheel, it seems, you know, this, the midwinter, the darkest night, etc., being Yule, not necessarily the worst weather then, you know, so the light starts to return, and yet the weather, as you may have noticed, everybody, can be darker and darker. So, you know, we've got, you know, the sun rising much earlier and setting much later, but sometimes the cloud covering is so heavy, you're thinking, this can't be right. It's, yesterday it was, you know, we had spring almost arriving, but now it's, well, can't see my hand in front of my face kind of thing. So yes, it's true the other end of the year as well, sort of midsummer isn't, of course, the hottest time. The very hottest time comes a bit after. Yeah.
We have those old dog days.
The old dog days, yes.
Brilliant. What are you going to play for us next?
Well, I was going to try a new song, actually. It's so new, I'm still reading the lyrics here on the God. This person's spelling is pathetic. It's awful. So I've actually got the words in front of me. Is that new, ladies and gentlemen? And it's called If Love Won't Hold It All Together. Contents of the loving cup can sometimes drain away. And how, if love won't hold it all together, could he tell me what does? If love won't hold it all together, what should we be searching for instead, or thinking of? It seems in this life you only get one chance. So grab your partner right now, join this dance. Because if love won't hold it all together, can you tell me what will? If love won't hold it all together, well, that surely would be the bitterest pill. watch from this train window. Streets, fields, and years stream by. But I'm still hoping one day to my question I'll obtain a reply. But there's a voice inside me somewhere, just can't be ignored. It says though all seems to the contrary, it's love and love alone, love and love alone that must be lost. I asked my teacher, could he please explain? How the contents of the loving cup can simply drain away. And how if love won't hold it all together, could he tell me what does? If love won't hold it all together, what should we be searching for instead or dreaming of?
So, what did you call that particular piece?
If love won't hold it all together.
Okay, and that when you've been in before, you've been looking at pieces that you created in the past. Is that a new piece, or are you?
Yes. Well, we have this little tradition of me trying out new stuff in these, but this is a new song. It's not released, it's not on any of the albums, and hopefully it will be on the next one, yes, when it comes out. Brand spanking new, as I say. That's why I'm having to read the lyrics still a bit, folks. But with this amazing studio trickery we have here, you wouldn't know that, would you?
It is funny that for some reason the crackle has actually gone down, but I sound a bit far away because we've done a little bit of moving the mics on their arms, obviously not touching the mics itself because that would not be good for them, but because one of the mics that Dean would be using to perform here in the Abbey 104 studios got a little bit of a buzz behind it, so I'm using that one currently. So what's your final track going to be this evening, Dean?
Okay, I'll see if I can beat the jinx we had, sirens permitting. And I was playing a piece a few weeks back, wasn't I, which suddenly ground to a halt as the Ninors went by. So I'm going to give that one a go, and it's an instrumental, and it is called Introspective, and it uses my little tuning chord. Good, so I can check that out first to see if we're ready to roll, and I just have. Thank you.
just gently, very gently fading away there. That was really interesting because, as I understand it, you had quite a lot of different styles of guitar in that piece.
Yes, there was a bit of slide, a bit of finger pattern, and then I'm using the natural... You don't need pickup selector switches and foot pedals to change tones, so there was a lot of playing tasto, and which means to the fingering side of the sound hole, where you get a very, very mellow tone. Yeah, so I was using a lot of styles for
that. Yeah. And also, one particular piece, I suddenly thought that I was somewhere near Seville.
Yes, definitely a bit of some kind of funny scale I was using. I've no idea which one it was, but just some... Anything to get away from the Do Re Mi scale, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, that was definitely... I must actually look it up and see what I'm doing there. It might be... I don't think it's just Locrian mode. It's not just one of the modes. It's a genuine... It might be the enigmatic mode.
Sounds very good.
I'm not making it up. There's
an enigmatic mode. Oh, OK. Well, thank you so much, Dean, for coming in today, playing a piece from The Wheel of the Year, because I think it's just such a beautiful thing to realise that actually then it's not stark. It's just very... gradual the way it moves, and actually if we're outside more, you can actually feel it on your skin, in your bones, but also for privileging us with playing completely new pieces. Yes. As well, I'm going to move from Snowdrops to Daffodils now.
Like a waste, so much laughter uncanned. I've forgotten the taste, don't make me go back. All the plans were tiptoed around in quiet hours, daffodil buds. There is a reason the first 9 months doesn't count.
Nearly.
Thank you.
so much laughter uncanned. I've forgotten the taste, don't make me nearly nervous. Daffodils, nearly nervous. Daffodils. Last night I dreamt that we lasted all the way till spring, but now the fields are full of red and blue with nothing in between. You can lead water to the daffodils, but you can't make them drink.
Whole lot of mixing of different things there. Taking water to the daffodils, but you can't make them drink. Celebrating the fact that snowdrops are peeping out all over the place now, which is absolutely glorious, including Minton Gardens there in Minton Magna. They've opened their gates so that you can go and see the wonderful array of snowdrops that are there. We're going to be talking snowdrops in the second slice of Ramblings and Music this Thursday evening. But now, for now, more music. This is Joshua Burnside.
I sought over the yard, came down like a meteor. Never seen anything move like that before. I wanna know what's going on, time keeps disappearing. Lightning storm, paranormal, static warble on the wire. I used to lie in your bedroom and watch the X-Files all night. Keep seeing you run. Something's missing, something's blind. Turn off sooner or later. Had a tail for half a mile. Starting patterns in the sky. In the coffin you were lying. It didn't look like you at all. Something's going on. We used to lie in your bedroom and watch the X-Files. Something magic in between, whatever's hiding in the weeds. Something distant, something lost, something more than ash and dust. And a little planet on its axis, parking tickets, death and taxes. Lightning storm, paranormal, static warble on the wire.
There we are, Joshua Burnside with Something Else. You're tuned in to Ramblings and Music this Thursday evening. This is the Paper Kites.